The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. When told about the breakup of his celebrity pals, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, actor George Clooney this week said it was a sad, sad story. Movies can be the refuge for broken up lovers. I once watched Beauty and the Beast for an entire weekend, sobbing after a particular breakup a very long time ago. Kind of embarrassed to confess that right now. Everyone deals with a breakup in a different way, but what culture reporter Melissa Locker offers for us this week, she's written for Time and The Guardian, is a guide to some other schmaltzy and edgy breakup films. Melissa is in Finland this week for the Helsinki Film Festival. That's quite a gig. And she's got a slightly obscure Scandinavian flick right at the top of her list.
I think, first of all, there's a lot of options for Finnish films that people could watch in the wake of a breakup. For example, there's a classic Finnish movie called The Year of the Hare, where a man simply leaves his entire life, quits his job, and goes to live in Lapland for a year with only a rabbit for company. You know, if you're going to break up with somebody, sometimes you just need to go so far off the grid that you can only find a bunny to be your best friend.
Now, is this a serious movie, or is this just, you know, fun for being able to talk about the plot of running away with a rabbit?
It is so serious, but it's actually a really good movie. And while it sounds kind of intensely, desperately sad, it's actually not. It's actually like it's a good movie, and people really should watch it.
You suggested Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which I think is a fabulous movie on so many levels, and it really holds up. Why did you pick this one?
I think that when you're going through a really painful breakup, which we can only assume Brad and Angelina are doing right now, is that you kind of just want to erase everything from your mind that could remind you of that person. Because there's nothing worse than walking down the street and seeing, like, the coffee shop that you used to go to.
I'm willing to be the one to resolve it. So I call her, and she's changed her number. So I walked over to Antic Attic. I thought, you know, I'd go over to work, give her an early Valentine, and you won't believe it. She's there with this guy, this really young guy, and she looks at me like she doesn't even know who I am.
And so Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind kind of brings that whole theory to, like, you know, its fruition. Like, hey, if you could just get rid of that person out of every corner of your mind, it's going to be even better. But it may not work out the way that people think it's going to.
You have some more humorous offerings here. Better Off Dead with John Cusack.
Okay, Better Off Dead is one of my all-time favorite movies, and I think everyone has those movies that just really speak to them for whatever reason, and this movie does it for me. But it is kind of a classic breakup movie because John Cusack plays a high school student who is dumped by his girlfriend and slowly climbing his way back out of it.
I really thought I loved her. She dumped me, and I guess I just thought I couldn't live without her or something.
You would die to get the attention of... this woman? You know, Len, there are better ways of getting attention.
Yeah.
John Cusack reportedly hates this movie and will not talk about it, but I personally love it.
You've got War of the Roses down here?
It's a comedy classic. Have you seen it?
No, I have not seen it. It's Danny DeVito, Michael Douglas, and Kathleen Turner. I remember the trailers, though.
Yeah, and it's like this couple who just are in the midst of this really brutal, hate-filled divorce, and they're just absolutely destroying each other's lives is every way that they can possibly think of to do it. And then sort of at the end of the movie, they kind of remember why they fell in love in the first place. You know, it's kind of a nice story of, like, kind of looking back at a relationship at its lowest point.
So let's just be official about this. You have not run off and left your family to go to Helsinki because there's some serious problem personally in your life, right?
No, I honestly feel like Helsinki is this gem of a city that people in the U.S. are slowly starting to discover is an incredible place to visit.
When will you be home?
I'm coming back on Sunday, so I'll be in the studio next week. I'll bring you some coffee.
Melissa Locker, culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and, of course, The Takeaway. Safe travels.
See you soon.